The Gemara on Daf Yudalid, Amid Beis. Let's just read the Gemara first. Tanya, on top of the Amid. Haneida Batera Lama Klum. The Ran explains, Kloima Shanishba Batera, the Kurila Latanda Lanishba Noder. That he pointed out earlier on Daf Chesam and Aleph, that sometimes the Tana uses these terms interchangeably. He calls Nishba Noder. We saw this already in the context of the Gemara and Daf Ches, which we spoke about the last two Shurim. Namely, the Gemara there speaks about a person decides one fine morning, Omer Ashkim v'eshne perekzeh, eshne masech dazo, Neder Godol Noda Adol Kei Yisrael. The Gemara assumes that's a Shua. The Gemara is Takasha. Balo Mushba Ve'emed Mehar Sinai Ve'en Shua Chalal Shua. And the Chiddush is that the idea of being Mezaris himself. So here the Ran continues. When the Gemara says in this Braisa, Hanodeh Batorah Lo Amar Klum, so the Ran says that the Kana uses the term Noder, but he's referring to Nishba. Umay Rishayisa Torah Munach Zafonov. So here we have a Sefer Torah that's in front of me. The Omar b'zoha teira shelo yaseh. He takes such a shvua, but the shvua is taken on the Torah hamanachas afano. O she'eseh dvar pluni lo amar klum. Why? So the Gemara says shortly, the daiti agvilin. His intention is on the klaf. We'll see about this in a moment. So tanya hanedi b'ter lo amar klum v'medvarim. If, however, the neder, the shua, is taken on the content, so then we're talking about the askara sheba, talking about the shemus of Hashem that are in the Torah, and that we say, dvav kayam. The Gemara continues, ba uva meshek kosuba. Let's say I use this double kind of lashon, dvav kayam. So the Gemara says, tani uva meshek kosuba, dvav kayam, ba uva meshek kosuba, tzarech lemeimak. What's the chiddush? If Bameshe Kosuba already, namely the Askara Sheba, so then it's Chal, so suddenly if he adds simply the language of Ba, Bameshe Kosuba, of course, there's no Kiddush. Amr Adnach Melo Kasha, Hod Namachta Raisa Ara, Hod Nokal Ebi Ode. What a chiluk that the Gemara draws between these two items. Well, they do it to me, so therefore I figured I should have the same sense of humor vis-a-vis others. They told me in the yeshiva that, it's a Gemara Ksubis, that that's how I should be mechanech, the Talmidim in the yeshiva. Okay, so they're 18, 19, 20 years old. So I permit it, even though I'm not in favor of it. Because I saw that my rabbeim, specifically Abar Lichtenstein, did not permit anyone to be Mishamishim. He was a goy nadia. Except when he was older, he was already in his 80s, and he was a bit weaker, then he was permitted me and to go ahead and be Mishamishim. Otherwise, Mishum Panavayfet. Everything he did himself. However, I asked him, I don't understand. When his Shver used to come along, wow, he leaped into action. I never saw anything like it. He saw his Shver 5 blocks away. I know he had tremendous eyesight. He started running at top speed. I never saw anything like it. I once saw him climb up a mountain. I'm not exaggerating. Together with Rav Kushelevsky, Ibadal Chaim Arukin. They climbed up a mountain together because there was a godel there on the other side. I don't know how they saw him. I think he saw him. And so he climbed up a mountain. I'm not exaggerating. I was there. I saw it myself. I couldn't climb up the mountain. And he was considerably older than I was. And he leaped up the mountain to be Mishamish Yagdol Yisrael. So then I asked him, how come me, he doesn't let, and this, he said, he doesn't understand the entire kasha. He didn't begin to understand the question. Okay, anyway, the kids are so... What? No. They did it anyway. But he didn't permit it. I mean, Rav Soloveitchik was okay, probably, I guess you'd say, a bit older. I saw him when he was in his late 60s, Rav Soloveitchik in 70s, that's when I saw him being Mishamishim. He put on his coat, he tied his shoelaces, he carried all his farm. I saw what was going on there. They told me that with his father, his father who was blind towards the end of his life, he used to daven in the yeshiva, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur next to his father in the back of his medrash, scream out the entire machzor to his father, who couldn't see the words. Every single word of the machzor was verbalized, was said out loud to his father, so his father could say it over after him. This went on the entire day, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Vanan manen abasrei.
He
stood next to him, but his father couldn't hear so well, couldn't see. B'chlal, this is what I saw in my lifetime. And one more last vignette, if you don't mind. There was a Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva who learned in Tells, Rabbi Arnest. He was a European Rosh Yeshiva. You probably remember that name, no?
Just because of my basic experience.
Beseder. So he was a goy nadir. What do we know? He didn't speak a word of English. And so one day, Rabbi Chassin told us we're going to hear a shiur from him. He invited him to say a shiur. But we have to go and be mekabel panav and be malavim him to the yeshiva. He lived a few blocks away in Washington Heights, Manhattan, to the yeshiva. So the whole shiur, we're walking in the streets of Washington Heights. And then he appointed two or three talmidim to go do the actual livui. I was one of them. And we go into his house. We knock on the door. And the yeshiva doesn't even own a telephone. So Rabbi Lichtenstein had to arrange it beforehand. And then we saw he had an ice box. I couldn't believe it. This is in the 60s.
Wow.
Ice box. We had refrigerators. We had freezers. He had an ice box, which means a cavity in the ground, which there was ice. It was a cavity that had like a metal kind of miscarret. And the food was there in the icebox.
Why didn't I get a refrigerator?
Bekitzur, he put on his Itzlo Rabbonam. We malava him in the streets of Washington Heights, in Manhattan, a few blocks. Then, when the time came to say the shir, he needed some gemaras. Al-Lichsin started running. I never saw anything like it. The shir was in Yiddish, so he had to translate it into English. And then on the way home, again, the same kind of Malach lo yu'umik yisub. Kach ra'iti b'mo enai kama pamim from ha'goyin ha'tzadik abam l'chassin tatzal. Okay, I have more editorial comments on that, but I won't say them because I try to be polite, correct, proper. The shiur was on a sugya in Zroim. The man knew the entire Yerushalmi in Zroim by heart. There's not a Rashi he didn't know in Zroim. And then I understood why Rabbi Lichtenstein was mechabit him to the extent that he was. That tells her. So you know from... They didn't have very popular shiurim, these people. Because no one had appreciation of whom these people were. Plus, they spoke in Yiddish, and that was to many, it was a big chisorim. Anyway, the Gemara says here, there's a chil between whether you're no there on the... But the net is going on the askaros, it's going on the clap. The Gemara then says, "Amr Rav Nachman lo kasha hodem machta or aisa ara." I'm reading on Yudal on the base. Hodem nokele biyode, and the Ran explains a very important Ran here. He says, "Hodem machta or aisa alara hodem nokele biyode." Reisha danod b'ator lo maklum nokele biyode. You're holding on to it in your hand. V'afilo ochi lo maklum. The mai b'ator dika Amar bigvil and sheik suva. Aba meshik kasev bad rov kayim the daiti askaros. So that's a shvua b'shem Hashem, and it's going on the askaros. I will say for b'demachta oraisa al ara askinan. Someone asks me, what exactly does this mean? How do you understand this, Dr. Mazankis? What do you mean b'de? What? Yeah, that's what I told him. Baruch shekivati. There's a whole. He started up with me. How in heaven's name can it be put al ara?
So, not on the hands.
That's what I told him. I didn't have a chance to mind through it carefully. But there's a Shaglin Halacha today. I allowed to put a sefer on the floor or on the ground. Let's say I have no room on the table in front of me. So I saw, I don't think I'm going to mention whom I saw. You, Rabbi Yazga. There was no room on the table when he said the shir sometimes. He took all the gemaras that he was using and stacked them up on the floor very neatly. Our Rebbe. Rav Nevin Saul, Shlita, Chas v'sholom b'shum panim v'ayfen. such a thing could happen. He picked up all the svarim that are on the floor, even the ones that are on the table, he writes them and makes sure that the Chas V'Shalom, the Gemara is on top of a Chumash, everything is in its proper positioning, etc., and nothing
hierarchy.
Can go... What?
Hierarchy.
Hierarchy, thank you, the Gemara Megillah, and nothing can go on the floor B'Shem Panavai. But I also agree with Dr. Mazen, because that's what I told this person this week who asked me on this Gemara. Oh, so that's what, 1 second. So that's exactly right away I responded. How could you say that? It says Alara, the Mefarish, correct? It says Alara, la Karka. That's a simple pshat. If you look in the Ran, I think, takes the Gemara in a very little way. He says, Orais Alara, skin of figoch. Ilo am bameshe kosu ba bavado am aklum. Kevin the machta ara mina da that agvilim doch ikoma. Bameshe kosu ba terve the hand agvil. Abu kiyama bameshe kosu ba mahani. The kevin kiyama ba kvar hiski agvilim kiyama bameshe kosu ba alkoch adait as kar shepo. So next Rashi, next Ran rather. Iba yisema, back in the Gemara. The machta ala ara kawashvalan. The abu gap the machta ala ara kevin kiyama bameshe kosu ba mahani. Vizu ein tzorch lama zug tani. So that's what the Ran says here also. Klomar, I mean the Ran Biba yisema. The machto alara filochi kama meshe kos badwal kayem the same thing tani meshe kos badwal kayem lo tzvich the gufa lo guya reisha the mancha alara the same of all came from above the meshe kos ba fil mancha alara mahani we know the meshe kos ba bechud name fil mancha alara mahani lo tzvich la ukmas look me brisa betray gavni. So that's more or less what the now I want to just read one more piece of the Ran, which is the end of the Gemara. The Gemara now says iboy same kulam mitzias and nami nokal biyadei. Why, by the way, the reason why I stole down the Ara, Rav Soloveitchik brought a raya from this Gemara to stacking of the Gemaras on the karka, on the ground. First Gemara. He quoted this Gemara in the Dharm. That's what I'm about to say a moment ago. So that was his raya. Now this next Ran, so the Ran comments here, I mean the Ran, you see it's about two lines above the second set of wide lines. So this is a very important Rabbi. The Chig Tani, the Rabbi now is going to explain that even though Rishonim acholik on the Ravid, the Rashba has the kashas here on the Ravid, but whatever the case is, the Ravid says the following. When it says, no there, mamish koma. Shomer kikoseh alai, batera, v'lo maklum. V'fishein matfis, ele bigvilin. Ava b'mesho ma'shekosu, b'okloy mekfar, kikoseh alai, b'meshekosu, b'arezo osur, kin matfis, b'davra, no dur. He's mechalik that if you are Matvis b'meshe kosuba, that's called b'davar hanodur. Mishum d'dayti haskaros v'haskaros sheba nedurim heim. Shaideh haksiva v'achono l'shem kedusha heim kedoshos. This is the most important statement in the Ravid over here. And this statement reflects several dapim over here in the Dapia Gemara of the Iyun this week. The Ravid says, and this is a famous issue that is the subject of this entire discussion, namely, how do you define a davar also? How do you define a davar another? The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Ish ki don edel Hashem has to be a davar another. What makes it a davar another? What makes it a davar also? So simple pshat, balabatish. Davar also is something which, if the Torah asks it, it's a davar also. If you asser it by imprinting kedusha on it, it becomes a davar another. So the Rabbi says here that this is considered to be b'meshe kosuba. We're talking about the askaros. That's kid matfis b'davar another. The daite askaros, the askaros sheba nidurim heim. Shaydei aksiva v'achonel shem kedusha heim kedoshas. What a statement! It means if you want to create kedusha, kedusha is imprinted by human beings through human agency, through human hands, through the sefer. When he writes the sefer Torah, he writes the askaros sheba. He writes them with the proper hachona, with the proper kavona, that there should be dvarim kedoshim. That's the definition of a davashim kedusha. How is it generated? How does the kedusha emerge? It emerges through kedushas peh of the gabra, of course, obviously the kavanah that's involved as well. We know that sevetar shekasa min yisarev. The sevetar, the Gemara Gittin, sevetar written by min is burnt, is nisraf. because that was written by a min. The kavana is not the kavana of kedusha. The achon is not the achon of kedusha. So that's what the rabbi says. They be right, and Yerushalmi, the gasin hosam, batayra lo maklum, v'meshikos b'advar kayavim. Batayra, b'kedusha satayra. Wow. V'meshikos b'advar, b'kavana saksuvim b'advar. Need you shall me on my korbanos. Doesn't say like the rabbi. It says korbanos in Yerushalmi. But the Gemara Dilan, I mean askaros. Mikol kamshitz ha Yerushalmi muchachas. The bematvis beneder askinon. That's talking about hatfosa. Inam idchi, I mean daite askaros shabo. Al kol ma shenitvas bo kamad. I mean korbanos uklisharis. So the Yerushalmi extends it. It's marchiv v'tayriya. That we're talking about korbanos uklisharis. V'aram amzal hevi dinze benishba. Uvenode shesover harabzal, the shmaita benishra askinon, minamrin and daiti askara sheba, vishami askinon, bematvis, beneder ushne memes. This is a tremendous, a fantastic ravid that is right in front of you. So now I want to just go to the Lashon HaRambam. Now I'm starting with the Maror Mekomos, and the Maror Mekomos begin on Perek Yud Beis HaChashuas. I did it in order, page number 2. We read Halacha Gimel and Dalet. Very fascinating Rambams and very difficult, as you'll see in a moment. Reading Halacha Gimel, I circled the Rambams that are relevant. Misha nishba b'shemayim v'oretz u'b'shemesh v'chayotzi b'hem. Avo b'shein kavanos el l'misha brom ein zu shvua. Even though my intention is, I'm referring to Hashem as Barach. The Shua is not Chal. The Chayin HaNishba. Binovi. Min HaNaviyim. O Biksav Mikisvi HaKodesh. One of the Naviyim. Or one of the Kisvi HaKodesh. Abu Bishen Kamanosar Lemisha Sholach Novi Zeh. Obviously, my intention is Ribbono Shalom, who sent this Novi on the Shlichas. O Lemisha Tziva Biksav Zeh. Ein Zu Shua. Somehow, because this language is obviously already, one is tampering with fire. Apparently, some sort of din drabonon, the Chazal decided to institute azhoros. I don't mean azhoros in the sense of askaros, that we just said a moment ago. What was that?
It really is nothing.
It's not zero. That's correct. However,
they're doing the act.
They're correct.
Doing the weapon of motion.
100%. Continues the Rambam. That's when we apply the aforementioned halacha. Abla nishba b'teiro, im nishba b'meshek kosubo, daito al askaros. V'im nishba b'stam, daito al agvil, v'in kan shvua. Rambam continues.
It says askaros and it is a shvua.
What was that? Yes, yes. And then he says at the end, the last two lines. I'm sorry? One second. I'm just, this is what we're going to have to try to deal with. Nitola biyodo, binishbabo, hareza nishba, bameshikosuba, vaosu. You have to look at the Radvaz. I don't want to go through the Radvaz now. Lefiat Yuzdaiti, I don't understand what the Radvaz says here. I don't know if you want me to. I prefer not to, but please, if you have a chance, to look for the Radvaz and how he tries to explain the distinction between these items. So, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal the following explanation. He explained it based on a Rambam Hilchos Shavuos. That Rambam is found on page number 3, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches. I really should be fair, but I'm telling you to look at the Radvaz and see how he deals with this distinction between the two. But Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, this is the Mishnah in Shavuos HaDe'onim. The Mishnah is a well-known Mishnah. And the Mishnah says over there, Shavuos HaDe'onim, Bein Shehoiso Shel Torah, Osho Dibrei Sofrim, Bein Altanis Vadai, Bein Altanis Sofi, Kachi. Hanishba Ochei Sefer Torah Bizro. You hold on to Sefer Torah. Don't forget, Bizman Chazal, we know that Nikitas Chefetz, Bris Milah. That's probably the most classic example. Rashi quotes it in Chumash. But let's say a person is nishba by holding on to a Sefer Torah Bizro. By the way, Asalvechu was Medayik here. This is just an editorial comment again. I think I mentioned to you, he was so makbid on the cover of the Sefer Torah, mind-boggling. He held it cannot be placed on the Bima during Yisker, Asa. He held it was not covered for the Sefer Torah on a plane. You can't put it in the pillory when you do Hagbah Glila. You remember probably, Rabbi Pierre, the pillory. I grew up on it. They had attached to the where the fellow who does Hagbah sits down, so there was a pillory, a chain. We're going back to colonial times. You're responsible for it. You have it in England. Pillory Floyd.
What is this?
So the pillory is a... It's a... What? I saw it in Teaneck also. But lately, it's not... It's gone out of vogue. Yeah. I don't know about in England. But it's gone out of vogue. But there was
a... place to put it?
Instead of the person holding it. So they would put it... After Hagbah Glila was over, they'd put it... It'd be a chain around it, so it would hold it in place till you bring it back to their own Kaddish. Now that's another. There are different types of pillories. One that Feinberg just described. 100% correct. It was placed
and
that
the Golo was going off. The Bigam finished
after Hagbah was finished. They would then take it from the person who was sitting there at the time, but they move it a few foot or two over to on the Bima thing in a corner. Right? So these two holes.
There were two holes that they put the Eitzchayim, the Atzeichayim in the holes, and there was a chain around it to make sure it wouldn't fall. That it was in place securely. So that's what they did. That's how they fastened. Rav Salvechel is Asr Bizayin HaTeira, Bizayin HaSefer. And what did he go about trying to prove this? All of these Rambams all over the place. The Rambam used the Loshin, HaNishba Uche Sefer Torah Bizro'o. And he had other Gemaras and Midrashim. He had a field day on this. I'm reading Halacha Ches in page number 3.
How is this
against you're supposed to hold the Sefer Torah Bizro'o.
When you're Nishba, not when you're not Nishba.
No, he's talking
not
about...
Not if you're put it on in this...
But Beseder Gamur, but there are other Rambams. I bring you all the rhymes. I'm just making an editorial comment that you want me to say that shiur too. But I'm just saying that. He gave a whole shiur on this topic. What?
Don't put the hand on the Bible.
Exactly. By the way, you want to see what the capacious of the briskers. This already mentioned by Poskin, but I don't think, I can't, Habgurelik, Zatzal, once in Zatzal, they learned by Briskov. They got an aliyah, they never touched the Atzichayim. The talus was holding over the Atzichayim. Magad Abraham has already mentioned, that's why they were so mockpid, the Kepedis were unbelievable, uncover that Sefer. They wouldn't touch the Sefer. They never put anything on the Bima. The Bima is a Tashmish Tikdush, Adimar Megillah. It was like, well, you're talking such a thing on a plane. Rasul Vetsky said three people should hold the Sefer Torah, each one for 3-4 hours when they're going to the United States or back from the United States to Eretz Yisrael. And that should never, chas v'shom, be put in the baggage compartment above, below. Well, and the Bizayin HaSefer, Golem Yizeh. This is the capacious of the briskers. I don't think anyone is so mockpit the way they are to that extent. But it always has to be held. There's a Psak of Rab Chaim, also based on Gemara and Brachas. They always, on Simchas Torah, when you gave a Sefer Torah to Rab Chaim, they were afraid to take it back from him. They were so frightened of him. So there's a Gemara, the end of Brachas, the last parak. The way Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that Gemara, once you hold on to Sefer Torah, you can't, that's it. Unless, let's say, a Gabbai or someone who's an official, a Monui, a Minui and Gavra, takes it away from you, you can't, so you have to hold on to it the rest of the time.
I don't know if it was the Rambam said this. I heard from someone recently that someone was on a flight and bought two seats, one seat just for the Sefer Torah.
That's correct. I heard this as well. I heard this in one name of one of the Brisker Rabbeim told me that's what we should do. But then there's another Shaila, must the seat, can I sit next to the Sefer Torah? Can I be at the same level? Well, I'm telling you, it's like in Dvarm Shein, Blisov, Maim Shein Lemsov. That's the way, I was raised on that kind of a diet. In terms of cover that Sefer, etc. By the way, Meikra did. I'm not telling you what to do. Rav Soloveitchik was supposed to, based on Yerushalmi, quoted by the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch. In England, they did this also. Whenever they took out the Sefer Torah, the rabbi and the president used to follow the Sefer Torah all around till they go to the Bima, say, good Shabbos to all the congregates. That's what used to go on. Rav Soloveitchik held, Osur Behechlet. The Sefer Torah comes to you, you have to go to the Sefer Torah. Who ever heard of such a thing? That you take the Sefer Torah all around the entire shul. That's what they used to do. Kach haya minhag. You probably didn't see it.
Through the women's section.
What?
Through the women's section.
No. Well, at the Mezemkes, where exactly are you coming from? But anyway, I will be honest that I grew up in a shul where the women's section was right next to the men's section. Rabbi Feinberg remembers this also. And they let the women, the Rav, who's a Chashub Rav, he's a Radna, he learned by Rav Natoli, Trump. So he let, he's a Talmud, the Chabusa of Rav Nilzak, so Rabbi Peretzky, so there's a Chen Vracha. So he let the women kiss the Sefer Torah. They were allowed to kiss the Sefer Torah. Didn't Avada, Dava Pasha, yeah. There are other places that don't permit that. I'm not talking about taking the Sefer Torah into the Ezra's Noshim. Please, be Chila. Okay, I will have you. Lo Ra'inu Ein Araya, Umasha Ra'inu Gamkin Ein Araya. But okay, Bekitzer, all this was simply to, once again, underscore. I'm sorry? Okay, I am not going to respond to that. Because I also know what you're talking about. But I'm just saying that the Lo Mishandeh, this is just a comment, Hanishba, Ochi Sefer Torah B'Zro, V'Oim Yevinishba B'Shem, O'Mekinu B'Shua B'Olo Mipiv, O'Mipi Adayon, V'Ho Rabosa, Hashem Hashvin, Shurus Adayonim, Elo, L'Oshan HaKedish. So here, this halacha that Shuras Adonim requires the kids as chayvetz, which means dafka a sefer Torah, not kisvi hakodesh. Rama is mechalek, he's makpid dafka a sefer Torah, and not kisvi hakodesh. The mocker for this is the Gemara on the next page, the Gemara in the beginning of Shuras Adonim. So the Gemara has here the Mishnah you probably are familiar with. The Gemara says heichem hashbiin onlei. What's the mocker for Shuras Adonim? The Adonim hamashbiya. And the Rashi, first Rashi in Shavuos here, in the parak tells us, "Aydei hoduas mitzvah satayna shalom dua me'asher yomer kihuze." Because of Allah, Nikar v'alayis Elohim lo shalach yodo dan Yeshua. So the Gemara says, "What's the makor?" The Gemara says, "Amrav Ashbiyin osav Yeshua amur b'ater d'chsiv b'ashbiyacha b'ashem alokei hashamayim." This is the Shavuah of Avraham Avinu to Eliezer when he sent him out on a mission, and the Gemara says, "Amalei Avinu Rav Ashi." I'm reading further. Command Rav Chanina ba'idi. That you require the Shem Hashem. They said, no, you don't necessarily have to use the Shem Hashem, you can use the Kinoi. That has to be Nikitas Chefetz Biyodo. And the halacha is, in Shuras Adayonim, Nikitas Chefetz is Mashlin the Din of Haskaras Hashem. But the problem is that the Shua of Eliezer, that was the Shuas HaDeonim. The Shua de Eliezer, that Avraham Avinu administered to Eliezer. What was the nature of that Shua? It wasn't a Shuas HaDeonim, it's Tam Shuas Bitoy. Vashbiyacha Vashem Elokei HaShemayim Elokei HaRetz HaShem Lo Sikach Yisho Libni Memei Saknani HaShem Anechi Yeshe Bekirbo Ki Emelarzi Emelarzi Elech Velokach Yisho Libni. It's not a Shuas HaDeonim. It's when I push it a Shuas Bitoy. Lohar Elahitiv, as the Pasuk says in Chumash. So what do you see? That even the Shuas Bitui apparently is nitfas b'chalois nikitas chayfetz. Also, that din applies to a Shuas Bitui. And that's how now, Rav Soloveitchik, going back to the previous Rambam, that's it was mazbe the Rambam on page number 2. Namely, that since nikitas chayfetz is a din in Haskaras Hashem, a Sefer Torah, has a chalois din nikitas chayfetz, even b'shuas Bitui. So when a person is oichei Sefer Torah, b'zro, b'yodo, and is nishbas dam, or, as the Gemara says, Shemunach al HaKarka, you have the Sefer Torah that's on the ground, and he sweared by Meshach Kosovo, Harehu Kenishba B'Shem Hashem. And he's Chayeh B'Shuas Bitoy B'Shem Hashem, Mitam Nikitas Chefetz. That's what he wanted to shed light. And that first Rambam on page number 2, with this Rambam on page number 3, and the Gemara that I quoted to you just now on page number 4. But whatever the case is, the question is that, and this is a little bit difficult, because Shuas HaDeonim, we just saw in the Mishnah that you have to mention the Shem HaMeferesh, you have to mention the Etzem Hashem Hashem Beferesh, even though you are no kid Chavis Beyodo. So the Shaila is, what's the difference between Shuas HaDeonim and Shuas Bitui? So the answer is that certainly by Shuas HaDeonim, Haskaras Hashem is Ma'akev. That's a Pasuk. Uvishmo Tishoveya. We actually discussed this already a while ago. Look in the Rambam, next Rambam, on page number 5. In Perek Alpha Shavuos Halacha Aleph, here the Rambam tells you that there's a distinction between Shuas Bitu and Shuas Adonim regarding this particular matter. He says here, Abba Minishuol Sein Shuas Bitui. That's that pasuk what you mentioned, or you alluded to, Rabbi Munitz. Levati Bisvasayim Lahora Oleitin. Correct. That the Gemara discusses here a bit later. The Gemara discussing the Daf Yud Zayin, which I think is today's Daf, I'm not mistaken. So that's one. Ushuas Abikodin, Ushuas Eidus, And then he goes on. Shuas bidu shenem batora on nefesh ki si shava levati b'sfasayim lahar lahitiv v'nechlek v'nechlekes le'abor chalokim shtayim le'abor shtayim le'ovar oichal le'oichal etc. Not she nishma adaber she'ovar she'nasa she'lo nasa ve'adaber she'asa liyar she'asa she'yaseh v'lo yaseh. And then, okay, then he has other pratim with reference to this, with reference to this halacha. But as we'll see in a moment, the Rambam paskens in Perek Bey, which is the next Ma'ar Makom, on page number six. In Perek Bey, Hilchos Shavuos, halacha Dalet. Here the Rambam is going to paskin a very important psak. The Rambam here says that Shavuos bitui, so the Haskaras Hashem is ma'akia, but only regarding Malkus. Not the Gabi Isa, that's what the Rambam says here in Perek Bez Al-Hadal. You see, he says on page number six, Omar Ola, O Oru, O Shua, O Lohiske, Shem, O Kinoi, Avez the Asa, Bedav, Shenish, Balav, Abba in Aloke. You don't get Malkus if in the context of Shua's Bitui, there the Haskar Hashem is only Makev, not the Gabi Isa, and even Shua's Bitui, Beseva Torah, is going to be Chala Isa, Dafka, not for Malkus. And that's where the Rambam paskins that when you take a Seva Torah, Beyodav, Nishba, the Shua is Chah. That's what he writes here. Avalei Loki, Avalo maybe Karbon, even though we're talking about, he used a Lashon of Shua, he didn't mention the Shem Hashem, the Kinoi, Harei Zosar, Avalei Loki, Avalo maybe Karbon, Avraal Shua, Sachia, Bashem, and Hashem, Hashem, Yuchodim, O Kinim, and Akinu, Moshe, B'Yan. Then that's when the Shem Hashem, B'Tzurah, B'Fureshet, that's when it's Ma'akeh, but in Shua's Bito, he writes over here, is not going to be Ma'akeh. But still we have to understand that this distinction that the Rambam drew on page number 2 between Sefer Torah and Kisvei HaKodesh. How do you explain this distinction between the Sefer Torah and Kisvei HaKodesh? Again, going back to number 2, just to remind us, the other Rambam said that this halacha that he mentioned, someone takes a Shua b'Shamayim ba'aretz, even though referring to Hashem is Barach, ain't Zu Shua. He takes a Shua b'Novim and Anavim, or Ksuvim, something Bikisvei HaKodesh, even though his intention is clearly referring to Hashem is Baruch, who sent this Navi on a mission, Ein Zu Shua. And the Rambam says, yeah, Ba'im Malayim. We have to make sure that people recognize the enormity of what's happening. Just one second more. Then Halacha Dalet there, Ba'med Ba'amur Mishar Kisvei HaKodesh. Ba'anish Ba'ateiro. Then there's no question. Daito to Alaskaras. Yeah.
Well, I was in two armies. I was in the American Army and the Israeli Army. After basic training, or number 4, and then you go in front of the picture of the President of the United States and take a Shavua, I think, with a Bible. I didn't do that.
You didn't do it?
No, they
told me you could affirm.
Yeah, you affirm.
Right.
So I did. In the Israeli Army, after basic training, they take you to the Kotel. And I remember
listening
with us.
We've taken in my yeshiva as over 100 chayilim bodedim, who nishmu b'kotel. I've been there a fair number of times.
I gave everybody a Tanakh as a gift, and I say 3 times.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so.
You have to make a shvua. They make a shvua?
No. That's the language, a language of shvua, but you can use other nuschot. Same as in America. You can affirm. And you masher, as opposed to using the language of Shua. Okay, I that's also a halachic issue. What exactly is the issue? What's the problem? Okay, I'm not right now. But our salvation thought, this distinction between the Sefer Torah and Kisvei HaKodesh is based on another very famous halacha that all of us are familiar with. You look on page, one second, where were we now? There's a din that all you are familiar with. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. On page number 7, the Rambam quotes this twice. He quotes this halacha. What's the din? If something is missing, something is chaser, in the Sefer Torah, what's the shear of chaser that it should affect the kashrus of the Sefer Torah? Or for that matter, kashrus of... the Gemara has, by the way, remember the Gemara Megillah? I'm not holding, but Rav Shimon here is holding. And all this. Where Rav Meir was able, from memory, to write the Megillah. I think it was in Asya. And he wrote the entire Megillah from memory. And the Mishnah, the Megillah, describes what happened. By the way, I saw in my lifetime, and I've seen a number of times, Megillahs were missing words. I couldn't believe it. Pshuto ke mashma'o. or letters were metushtash, or letters were chaser, or lakui and pagum, old Megillus, and unfortunately, I've seen the same thing in Sefer Torah. That's already a bit more chomer, considerably more chomer. Okay, so I just want to show you what our salvation thought. So on page 7, so just read first halacha, then we'll go to the Gemara. This is found twice. First in Perek Zayin Hilchos Sefer Torah. I think he also mentions it again in Perek Yud, yes, which is going to be I xeroxed the wrong Rambam. Yes, but it's in Perek Yud, I xeroxed Perek Test, okay? Anyway, but in Perek, let's read the first one on page 7. That is correct. On page 7 in Perek Zayin Halacha Test, Rambam quotes, Kol Adram Eilu Lo Nemru Elo Lemitzah Min Amucha V'yimshina B'tikun Zeh Oshel Odikdek B'tagin. This is another, wow. There are many Sefer Torah that are literally written without tagging. And they also Shad Neskatz. Billy point. Because of Kol Osios Kitikunam Oshel, the Rambam says, you will Mekayiv the Shitin or Rechiko or Herichon or Kitron Hol V'lo Hidbikon Os Ba'os What? Yes, that's correct. So it comes out that we're talking about, and this halacha, we'll see, take a look at the next Rambam, which is the one, I'm not going to read, he gives you all kinds of examples that in halacha Yud, and then the rest of the parak where he discusses, take a look in Yud. He has Yesh Dvarim Achim Shal Nemu B'Gemara B'Nagu B'Nem HaSofrim Kabbalah Hu B'Yodim Ish M'Pi Ish V'Ein Sheyu Minyan HaShitin Chol Daf Adav Lo Pochum Mishmon V'Abroim V'Lo Yes Al Shishim and the Rebach. A good Sofer, that's the difference between a quality Sefer and one that's not such quality. You can tell very quickly if you look at the Ksav. The difference of Sofer Stam here told me, he told me these two Soferim that I'm familiar with. You probably know them both. One wrote the Sefer and one... It's a very well-known Sefer. Now, neighborhood, a good Sefer Torah today, well, there's no way you can purchase a real quality Sefer Torah for less than between $60,000 and $70,000. That's what they told me. Then I showed both of them. I took a picture of different Sefer Torah that were not of that quality. And a lot of these things here are not in order, and the Ksav was not in such order. So both of them agreed that they went through this, a few amudim that I xeroxed, that I photographed. They said, kosher b'di'evid, both of them. And the Sefer Torah, I asked them, how much would that Sefer Torah, it would cost you $40,000. That's the difference. And even, they both showed me different mezuzahs. Lately, there's been a shortage of mezuzahs around here. And people aren't writing mezuzahs. They don't write mezuzahs, these two suffering. Why? They only write Sefer Torah. Why? I don't want to say why. You know, they want to make a panasa, for goodness sakes. So I, in my... Okay, but I, in my, shall we say, my usual joking kind of fashion, said, but who told you you're supposed to be wealthy? There's a Kabbalah that certain are supposed to be not wealthy. They didn't appreciate that kind of comment. They're not talking about wealth. They're just talking about basic panasa, they explained to me. Okay, anyway, but kitzur, I go further. So Rambam has a whole... He has a whole list... Okay, but he has a list of other things over here. You take a look carefully in this Rambam, and he writes in Yudalev, Kol Advarim Eilu L'Mitzvah Menam Uvchar. All this is L'Chatchila, this is the Hidur, that's where it should be written. B'imshina, lo pasal. But, of course, if you write Malei, Chase, Malei, Mila, Shehi, Kri, V'Kasve, Kriyasa, the Kri, the Ksiv, etc. Obviously, all those kinds of situations, Rambam says at the end, here is the apostle, V'Ein Bogdusha, Seva Torah, Klau, it's a very famous Lashon Rambam. It has no kedusha of a Sefer Torah, Bichlal, etc. So now, what do you see? And the Rambam also in Hilchos Megillah, which is found on page number 9. Take a look on page 9 now. Hilchos Megillah is also a Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam tells you, Hoyuba, this is not, again, uncommon. I have a brother-in-law, Shlita, he was a Sefer Stam. When we got married, he gave me as a matana a Megillah. Beautiful. He's an artist, not just a sofer, he's also an artist. And that Megillah, I've held on to in my for dear life. He told me, if I were to sell that Megillah, how much would I get for a Megillah like that? You know what he told me? A Megillah. Megillah's Esther. You know what I can sell it for? $10,000. That's not bad. So here the Rambam says, Im Rishuma Nikar, Afil HaYeruba Ksheira. Wow. Rov HaMegillah, Mitushtash. Rov HaMegillah, Osios Mikuros. But Rishuma Nikar. Vimei Rishuma Nikar, HaYeruba Shalim Ksheira. Vimla Psula, Hakori Balayatza. And he goes on these halachas. So you see, there's a chiluk between Kisvei HaKodesh and Sifrei Torah. I mean, the chiluk is Shamayim Varetz, between what the status of Kisvei HaKodesh are, Kisvei HaKodesh, even if Osias Chaseros, and look at the next Rambam also, you'll see this as well.
You're equating Megillah with Shar Kisvei HaKodesh?
Yes, I am. So now look at the next Rambam, not I, but Harav Soloveitchik. Moreinu V'Rabbeinu. On page number 10, there's a famous Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, also, the Rambam Perichot Gimel. So here in Halacha Ches, when the Rambam quotes this Halacha, so here, also, the Lashon HaRambam, he says here, this is Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, a famous Gemara. Say, Ratzara Sheish Bo Lelake, Shmonim B'chamesh Osios, Mitoch Tevo Shlemos, Afilo B'chlol Yigar Saadusa, that's the Gemara Megillah. The only time Aramaic is written in Chumash. V'cheinim Haisav B'parsha Shem B'shmonim B'chamesh Osios, that's the Shir, the Chazal had 85 letters. V'yesh Bo Askaros, Kigon, V'ayib Ben Sohara, Matzilos from the Adleka. This is the Gemara in Shabbos regarding Hatzolah. Can you save it if a fire breaks out? So the Gemara in Shabbos is found on the next page. On page 11, Kuf Tezvav, take a look at that Gemara. You'll see the source in Kol Kisvei, the Gemara in Kuf Tezvav. The Gemara there quotes this din. Look on page 11 if you don't mind for a second. Here the Gemara is the Kasha. Boy Mene Avuna. If that pasha is missing, the cable in this Be'askara, less means even though the pasha of Vayibin Sora has Askaros, even though less Be Shemona b'chamesh osias still matzilim and glad like on Shabbos. Gigam boilon say b'tor shemo l'laki in mayo. Amalei matzilim. And the Gemara on the bottom also may say say b'tor shabalim yeshmo l'laki shemona b'chamesh osias pash vayib b'tzor matzilim v'lav matzilim tuv ravuna. So he said we're talking about the table. So look in Rashi. So Rashi here explains on the first Rashi I underline them pehe osios. So Rashi says that's the shear of a say b'tor shenimchak. Obala lios omeid b'kdushasa. As Rashi says that in order to have a kdusha sefer Torah, obviously it's lacking. Sefer Torah is chaser, but in order to have a kdusha sefer Torah, so you have to have this shir. It's not a sefer Torah shalim, it's not tamim, but it has a kdusha of kisvei hakodesh. And as the Gemara is saying, in migdali the halacha vatzala on Shabbos in case of a fire, matzilon osam b'Shabbos, and that's based on this shir of pehe osios, the parsha vahibin sa'aram. Which is called Chumash Bifne Atzma. That's what the Gemara says. Parsha Vayibin Saharam with the nuns, the inverted nuns, that's considered to be a Parsha Bifne Atzma. And therefore, it's a Chetz of Kisvei HaKodesh. However, there's no question. In order for Sefer Torah to have a Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, it has to be, obviously, Sholem, the Gamri. That's what the Pasuk says. The end of Sefer Dvarim. Vayichtov Moshe. It's called Dibre HaTorah HaZos Al Sefer Ad Tumum. Klo Pasuk. That the halacha requires Tmimus is Ma'akev in the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. If I have a Sefer Torah which has a full fledged, a full blown kind of Kedusha, has to be Tumim and Shalim the Gamri, Lochas Hashum Dabar. However, Kisya Kedesh, Svar Machairim, the halacha is not like that. So therefore, since every Sefer Torah has to be written properly in order that it should be kosher. So now the person is nishba, going back to our sugya. Okay, I've just finished the sikum. So the person now takes a shvua, v'amesh kosuba, daito, ala milim, shebesebe ha-torah, ala skara sheba, and that's where the shvua is chal. However, the person is nishba al-shar kisvei ha-kodesh, where the shvua relates to other kisvei ha-kodesh, where it's enough to have pei he-osios in order to invest it with a degree of kedusha, of Kisvei HaKodesh, so therefore, it's not Bichlal Diburo that is Nishba B'Yaskar Sheba, because it's not Ma'ake, and therefore Shvua B'Meshe Kosobem is not Chal. So now going back to the Rambam, just one last thing before you speak, Rav Yazger, Shlita, and that's on Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Chaf Zayin, on page number 12. So look on page number 12, so now the Rambam says here, the following. Here he writes, Anode batora, Yagon Shomar, Peros Elu Olai, Kozo, Lo Maklum, Enosor Shel Lechochum, Elm Kain Hoyam Oretz. And this is again similar to what we saw earlier, Kadesh Lo Yinhagu, Kalus Vesh Bidor. Halacha Ches. Ram continues, No Dabem Meshe Kosubo, is the awesome. Shari Kosubo, Isur, Vinodar. Nitola Biyoda Vinodarba, Areza Kimisha Nodar, Bamesha Kosubo. So apparently, Dafka and the Sefer Torah, where all the Oseas, Parsha Nedarim is Ma'akev, so then a person takes a Neder, Lesser Yisrael Nafshoi, Mashen Kin Safri, Shar Sifri Atanach, even the person takes a Neder, the Sefer Mesuyam, Bekisri HaKodesh, whatever the particular Sefer is, whatever the Navi is, the Neder is not Chal, because as I said, Ain't Mimus HaSefer Ma'akeves Bikdushoso. So this is the distinction between Sifre Torah and other Kisri HaKodesh. Go ahead, Marenu.
I just want to clarify. So you're saying that the din of Hehe Osius is the din of
enough,
Kisri HaKodesh, so the Sefer Torah...
That's right. It creates a Chetzah of Kisri HaKodesh. The Gemara says it's the Pasha of Ahibin Sar Aram. That's the Hehe Osius, that Pasha. And I understood that, I think Rishonim say it, that's called Chumash Bifnei Atzma. So take a look in the Darash Yosef. I saw that sefer, and the Akdoma, Rabbi Ganak, cites this statement in Chazal about he wants to say over Shikul Torah from Rav Soloveitchik, and he says regarding the famous shir that he said, he was trying to explain Parshas Baal Yitzchak. Did you ever see that shir? Wow, to explain the continuum of what seems to be disparate items that are strung together indiscriminately in Parshas Baal Yitzchak. So he has a whole famous Shikul Torah. But the point is that it's a Chumash Bifnei Atzmo by Ibn Sa'arom. And that's why you have the Red and Nunes. That's the Gemara. That's what Chazal said. Ketina Gabriel Ben Sasefer, the whole the Ramban and Chumash and Tesin Shabbos and the whole discussion about that. So that's again, this is, again, the idea is simply Pehe Osios is required in order to be, to have a Chetz of Kisri HaKadosh. In order that... That's right. Kach ani hevanti etasuni. I'm telling you that this is lechura, the pashtus of the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf as well.
It went from a Sefer Torah kosher to a Sefer Torah pasul.
Okay. So it means that's osios chaseros, mitushtoshos, gruos.
Not totally the way described over here, but it went a couple.
Say that. So it has no kedusha Sefer Torah.
So now it's a
Sefer Torah. That's right. It means I'm talking about the issue of whether it applies to Kovid or some other areas. I you know, why do you expect them? I'll tell you, just since I didn't mention all the Kpedos yet, I'm very machped. I try. I don't always remember. Before I land the Megillah says there, of course you wash your hands. Not everyone, and the Balkaria does that. Rasul Eishi was like Milsa the Peshitta. It's like olive base. So I've told that to a number of Bali crew over the years. Did you wash your hands? No. Why? You're about to come into contact with Kisri HaKodesh. I would tell you some of the chumas of Rabbi Yochanan Gurel and Zatzal, everything from Briskov. It's all...
In addition to this,
it's Amir Tfilin. That's right. I mean, there are such pedos regarding both Sifrei Torah and Kisri HaKodesh.
You didn't just... need to show me your hands.
Okay, that would be similar. Elchanami, that for sure. Like, I mean, it works with Birchas Kohanim. That a Kohen, I told you, Asolvechik, because he was refused to move his feet during Chazar Sashatz, so all the Kohanim and Shol Shri Golem had a Kohen Mechves, he davened also another crazy hour over there in Boston. They all had a Kohen a half hour before, so he could wash their hands before davening, and then he would, I heard this from Kohanim there. I didn't hear from him. And then he would go and learn with them the halachis of the Kohen, not being mitami yadayim. He'd read Rambam with them and Shulchanoch, Dinim, Shulchanoch. This way he wouldn't have to move his feet and wash their hands in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. What?
You're other Levine.
Yeah, of course there may be other Levine, but he made them come earlier. Kach Shamati. So there's a famous, I think it was with... the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, namely Harav Adler, And there, the Baal HaFlo, Frankfurter, the Baal HaFlo, the two brothers, the two, the rabbis to call them, the Trey, Santrey, the Dabla. Correct, Horowitz. And his brother, who wrote, I forgot the name, Shmuel Shmelka, I forgot all the names of these people. I'm not into that, it's not my area of strength. So anyway, he was a Levi. And they said, it's written in the biography of Chassam Sefer, that the whole Olam was absolutely awash with such a sense of Hisraimimus. Two Gdoli Yisrael, one Levi, washed the hands of the Kain. And that's another, Kain Agodom Echov. And his hands were washed by the Baal HaFlo. And everyone, the whole crowd, used to look forward to this every Yom Tov, Shol Shigolim, to see the Hisraimimus of two Gdoli Olam, where one Godol washed the hands of another Godol. Okay, now Rabbi Asger, this is not the same as what we're talking about. A Godol washing the hands of a...
Non-Godol.
Ezrach min Ashura. So, apparently, this is how he was knowing. This was the meaning that he followed. I was about to say something, and I now... there's a Ravid. Where's this Ravid? There's a lengthy Ravid here. This Ravid you have to read. Just show me where there's a lengthy Ravid, and then that's where it is. Who's massing on the Rambam? Must be over here. Yes, here it is on page number 14. Gotta be Perikud Beis of the Shuos. So look at this Rambam over here. On page number 14, I am. This also, we just read this. If you remember, we read it before. I did it twice because I wanted to go in order. So the Rambam had said that if you're nishba b'shamayim ba'aretz, even though your intention is the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it ain't Zoshua v'chein anishba b'novi ben anavim or b'ksav mikisei hakodesh ain't Zoshua, but still ma'im aleihem, as you mentioned, Rabbi Minitz. And then Dalit, v'med amurim b'shav kisei hakodesh havo hanishba b'teira im nishba b'meshe kosubo daitu al askaros im nishba b'stam daitu al agvil en kan shua. Now look at the Rabbi. I don't know, I hope you can
oh my goodness,
if I can read it.
That's not
all right. Okay, I will try our best. I'm sorry, I should always really... I tell you the truth, even preparing this takes me many hours, so I don't... I have access only to one Rambam. You know, they put out another Rambam that's Gedayt. There's a four-volume Rambam now. You know which one I'm talking about? Very beautiful. It's very, the print is outstanding. Like, Kivega has an Akdomitis Chuvas. Please, when you print my Sefer, print the Biksav Nikar, Ubitsura Behira. He tells you about Kivega. How they should print his Rabbi Kivega. So, you have another Rambam? I can borrow it. Hilchos Shavuos, I need Haflo. It should be on the cover. They'll tell you it's Haflo. Yeah, but there's even, if you want this, I wouldn't call it a pocket edition, but I tell the people in my yeshiva, that's what I tell them to buy when they come to the yeshiva. Thank you very much. To purchase that Rambam. It has in its Sefer HaMitzvos, and also has, it's a Frankel. It's a Frankel for... Volume Rambam. I don't own it myself because I own too many of these two volume Rambams from 55 years ago. I own about four copies of them. I have them everywhere I go, in my car, and I have them in the yeshiva where I sit, and in the classroom where I say a shir, and I have them in a fourth place also. I can't be without a Rambam. It's not possible. They asked me a shaila yesterday. Someone in the shul asked me about replanting Paris with Dusha Shvias. Can I do that? So that's a sugya in the Dharm. At the end of my session, the Dharm. So I said, I asked him, I have to know right now, the gardener's here. I have to know what to do. So I said, hold on. I said, I was in my car, I was driving. So I said, listen, I can't take out. He said, let me move to the side of the road, which I did. It was pretty misuka, that's all I can say. Wasn't exactly side of the road. Yep, and I took out my Rambam and Shemitah V'Yevel, looked at the Chutrumis, and based on that, it passed in the Shaila. And basically, it's totally on the question of Zaro Kola, in Zaro Kola, that's the issue. Whether it's going to, usually when they replant it, so then once again, if in Zaro Kola, because it's a large shoot or a large sapling, then you have a problem. You have to wait till the rov is not zarakola, is zarakola. That takes a while. But if not, then you can actually replant it. Anyway, that's what passed on halacha. But I said, I needed or sameach, because there's a chaim on this. I don't have my Rav Chaim in my two-volume Rambam. They forgot to print it there. I don't know why. That's more important than all the Kesem Mishneh and the Radvaz and the Lechem Mishneh, but it was not there. So I called up someone, one of my Talmidim, who's a guy in computers, and I asked him, please send me right now on my phone, send me the Rosameach, and send me the, what do you call it, the Rav Chaim Britzke. Anyway, back and forth, and we pass it to Aloche, that's how we pass it to Shailam. Pass it based on the Rambam. How do you... That's of course how you pass it. How else do you look at Isser and Shulchan Aruch? So here they're out, they're right with it in Perek Yud Beis. Thank you, Dr. Mazenka Shlita. It's on Perek Yud Beis here. Let's read the Ravid. Amar Avram. Kamani Toma la Mechaber Hazeh. Ma Ra the Chalib Ben Torah the Shah Kisvi HaKadosh. Hear that? He's asking on the Etzem distinction. From Vanu Kuptas. Where did he get it from? V'im yesh b'neihem Maila l'inyeh b'neiho ir shemachu Torah l'ichu svarim. Right, that's the Mishnah there. That's the hierarchy that the Mishnah has in Mechabim Shulchan Aruch also. What you can buy means you can only obviously malam b'kedesh shem b'ridim. L'inyeh menichin Torah l'gabi svarim. That also what I mentioned to you before, Rabbi Devin Tzom, Abel in Yekidusha, Hakol Kadosh. Umatzilin, Eisam, Bishabes, Menad Leiko. Everything is Kadosh. You will have to go and save it. Utunin Geniza. Umetamin is Hayadayim. Ukdoshim Heim Lechol Dabar, Batela. Vanishma Bahem. Umeshaker, Kimeshaker, Bimishetziva Eisam. The Rambam is not correct. And you don't ask him to. Shaloi ala ishma batera komar, elo ala matfis besevetera. And this was going to be the second part of the shiur, which I won't be able to give. I mean, I'm very fascinated by this hatfasa. What is called the davar hanodur, what's called the davar hasa? That's all these blot. So the Rambam says, שאם אומר כיכוזו עלה כסה בתורה הזה, אם מחת ארו לא אומר כלום, ודאיתי הגבילים, וגבילים הם בהם קדושו. אלא בשביל האויס יש עליהם, הלכך אין כאן התפוסה. אבל, אם נוקד לביודי, דאיתי האסקורס שבו. והאסקורס כדבר הנודו הוא, שהידי הקסיבו והכבונו, לשם קדושו, הם קדושס. Why is that called a דבר הנודו? So he doesn't exactly, I mean, I think, I assume he means what Rashi means as well. That it's imprinted, the Kedusha is imprinted, the Kedusha has peh, by a sofer. And that's what he means when he says, idea ksiva. Correct, correct. So idea ksiva, vakavona, the shem Kedusha, shem Kedushas. Because shkeinim omar, b'meshe b'teicha, shehi atfasa, v'yavagav, d'man chahara. Uvi yushalmi, mefurish, Katera, Areza Mutar, Kiddush Satera. Kloima, Ein Ze Kiddur HaMekudosh B'dei Adam, Kakosuba, Areza Osir, Kiddushas, Ksuvel, Kloima, Shem Kudoshim, Ayde Adam, Bekabonos HaKiddushas. So Mamashi says it pretty explicitly. This is a very famous Ravid, and it's, again, this is the Ravid that's often quoted, means, again, obviously, when he writes here, the Lashon HaRavid again was, well, read it from this now. One second. So Lashon HaRavid, yes, that's what he seems to say. But he says, Aydeh Aksiva V'akabon L'Shem Kedusha Hem Kedoshas. So I don't really understand this statement because Maishna, what's the difference between all Osios HaTorah have to be written L'Shem Kedusha Sevetorah. That's what the Sofrim do. Okay, they go to a mikvah before the Shem Hashem. But they write every oath in the Torah, the Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Maishno ha'askoros, Mishah Tevus
HaTorah. The Shem has to be Mekudosh on a different level.
Okay, that's what you have to say. Say there. So I'm just saying that there's exactly the point what Rabbi Yazgur Shlita said. Ain't shum sofek that Rabbi Yaskin is correct. He's talking al pi Kabbalah. I only know Nigla, so I'm talking al pi Halacha. Okay, say it again more. And he must give him kvodo the gamri. That's where you see that the Shem Hashem has a seb b'chal Hashem, a seb b'din completely. There's no, means the din of Lishma that's found b'shah sefer Torah is true regarding shah sefer Torah, the rest of it, all the tevus haTorah, but not the same as the Shem Hashem, non-questionably. Here the Kavanah is Mekadish the Shem Hashem, b'shah tevus haSefer Torah. Maybe one could say, of course you have to write Lishma, the whole sefer Torah is written Lishma. But the tables, the rest of the sefer Torah is miskadosh me'ilam. By askaros is the hamaisa kiddush. A maisa kiddush that applies to the askaros of a sefer that is totally different than all the other sefer Torah. Ve'el zoktos b'surah b'fureshet. Only one person can say b'surah b'fureshet. Rab Chaim Briske, Rab Chaim Alevi. That's the next page. I didn't do such a good job. Sorry. Page number 16 and 17. Here, Rabbi Muniz, this can be read. Not from here. I'd rather, you should read it from Rab Chaim. This is the Yisod Rab Chaim lays down over here on page 16 and 17. It says, according to the Rambam paskins Bishar Sefer HaTorah, with reference to all the tables of the rest of the Sefer Torah, the Aloch is Stom Lishma. And the Sefer is Miskadosh Me'elah. The Sefer becomes Kadosh on its own. B'nogia L'Askoros, the way Moreno HaRav Yaskar Shlita said a moment ago, it requires kavona mifureshes l'shem kiddushasan. On them kavona nishtoken askaros. There's no askaros at all. A sebe chal Hashem.
In the Vayim also or just in Torah?
Torah. Tzrichim la'ayeng b'zeh b'dvorav ha'ne'imim b'ha'nifloyim.
So, this is against them? This is for the Rav, not like the Ravid?
No. So, that question is whether the Ravid, I'm commenting on the Ravid. I'm just using the Ravid as the... But we saw in Rashi, if you remember... I saw it earlier. Didn't I show it earlier? That Rashi. Yes, I showed it to you earlier. That's a question. That's a shaila. That's what he asked. What's the din? What's the din of Shemus in Tanakh? What's the status? Did they have the same status as Shemus in the Sefer Torah or not? I don't. That's the question. Yes, a fair question. I don't know what's the answer. You're saying yes. But looking at Rab Chaim, you're looking at Rab Chaim. Maybe I should read part of Rab Chaim to you. Can you read it, Rav Shimon? I don't know if you can read it. It's not so clear. I apologize for my wayward behavior. Okay, look on page 16. Towards the end, actually.
Why is it that by Megillah, is Asher Kedishon is only from Megillah? And by Naftoris, we don't say that.
Takonos Chazal. Separate Takonos Chazal. According to the Goyen, I mean, you're saying... Not Shechiyonu we're discussing now. The bracha.
There's no mitzvah.
What?
There's no mitzvah.
Right, that's correct. The I mean, the bracha is not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev.
That's the bar mitzvah boy who laid the wrong haftarah. It was bachar kol b'shiva, and the people were yelling at the bus, and the Rav Soloveitchik said, which haftarah is a midah?
Mal, right, right. That's a famous... What? You heard that psak?
Hello. Reading Megillas Rus is a din derabbanah, and they still make a bracha.
Yeah, but that also, you have a Takonos Chazal. All these are Takonos Chazal. There's in the shul, there's someone here, wow, you all know him, not all of you, but every single thing the shul does, he's on my case. And but it's not nothing to do with me, it's everything's the previous Rav. And anyway, this is not the previous Rav of the shul. He heard a Shmua, which is probably a Shmua Nechayna, that the present Rav, that's yours truly, that in order to save time on Shavuos night, so in another shul that I occupied as the Rav, I let them lay in Megillas Rus before davening, which was a half hour. It's going to cut out a half hour of time. This person's on my case. I should cut out 10 minutes here. Ma'ar Matzoi Shabbos, I make every single dinus. I call you away 40 minutes. I'll call Hayom Kol Alayim Mishagiyat HaSeichel Shali. And I generally try to avoid him like the plague. But he's on my case, he's at my doorstep, he's on the telephone, I can't avoid him. And he means he's a sincere person. He just feels that everything's too extended and too elongated, and why do we have to be more than anybody else? So I told him, we're not more than anybody else. Maybe the same, but we're probably among the longest. And I said to him, what's wrong with holding on to Shabbos as long as you can? I think it's a good idea. He said, why does very few people come here on Motzei Shabbos. That's why. I said, where are they going? Where are they running to? They should come to the Tanakh Shia, number one. But even beside that, so they don't come to the Tanakh Shia. But why? What do we have to be in such a hurry for? Aren't we supposed to hold on to the Shabbos? Well, I don't understand what's the... Abu Gateman. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he told me, when I told him that idea, he wanted to institute me out. The half hour, we say, but Shavuos night. It could be that it's not... Is that also? Is that also? And in general, why do we lane...
And the,
that's right, for Alei Sashacha. What's the Yisra B'davah?
You can start a half hour
early. So his argument that it's part of the davening. And then if it's part of the davening, so why do we do it also? There's a famous kasha. Why is it done before Kriyas HaTorah? Why? He's on every single issue imaginable, which is great. So the answer is, what Avshalom Zalman said, Mishum Chavivus, that it's Chaviv. So all these Megillahs, Takonos Chazal, and there's a Chavivus to it, that's why there's a brach.
So the Shemes Hashem in Nach,
I don't know. I have to look into it, okay? Is not my case. So I'll have to see what they say. I don't know. But look, if you look at the Rav Chaim here itself, it's clear that the Shemas Hashem have a separate din. Generally, say Stom Lishma when it comes to all the other Tevah Shabbat Tevah. But the Gabi Shemas of Hashem is Barach in the Sefer Tevah, that's a separate Chalais. And again, it's Mashma that you create the Kedusha. You have to read the whole piece. Okay, that's what you want to cheat a little bit. Okay, he's talking about a guy here and all kinds of askaras regarding a guy, but it's clear he writes, look on page number 17, the paragraph that begins, Ha'omnam dinire, the kol mashak asafti b'din kavanos askaras, u'rak b'din halab al-sasin yin Hashem alokeichem, u'mishum de kevin the nichta b'yidiyah b'kavanos yu Hashem chay lebek dushat askara. He repeats this five times in the course of this little single Torah. Because you do it b'kavanos, it's Yashem Hashem, or kedusha is chalam evikoi b'lav losasin kan Hashem alkeichem. Avon mikom gam yeshom et lini din hechshek shivasa zor kavanas l'shmo mishim nosag b'chalos kedusha Hashem shaboy kim debin shiur klas yesh l'shmo meilu din hechshek sustam bein davka shekol askaros sum l'shem kedusha askaro. Alfize al kad zorchi and he's talking about the same zorchi goes with Nochri that you can read it. You don't require ksiv l'shmo. I wear the shmo kedusha askaros etc. Nochri is possible. It's not okay. Nira deiko din zem achlo vishoni. And he goes to the whole, but essentially he writes very clearly this halacha, and he even quotes the Yatur and Yerodeh, Reshayin Dalit. So shiyom ha-sefer, shiyask l'ichta o-sefer zeh, adi kaisel l'shem kdusha sefer zera. Verbally he has to say it. He has to verbalize this. If he doesn't verbalize it, I'm writing l'shem kdusha sefer zera, it's possible. That's what he quotes here. U-b-sefer, u-sefer reshayin bov, av v-shom v-tchilas ha-sefer shekosel l'shem kdusha, b'chol pam shekosev, tzorech lachshov shekosev l'shem kdusha Hashem. Wow. Even though he made a statement in the beginning, but now each time, once again, he has to have that machshav in his head. So the question is: the kray hikshu ma'ishna kavana dikdusha askaros desag machshav luchum din kavanas fi askaros sevatora tzach shi'olmar ain shem beseid vidvareinu. Here's the pshat: shani din lishmon shel sevatora udin kavano machshav no sefer shel lishmon bezed dibur pigol hashem gedin kavana mechaz b'kisiz askaros dushasan. It has to be written to us, Hashem. Ma'aseh v'diyah b'chuvam shekayis as Hashem. Nimtzeh l'va kavanah, yes, ma'aseh aksiva. V'loi chalos dinos shekavanah. Okay, this needs a little bit of attention. What exactly Rav Chaim means over here. It's not so clear. But anyway, you see, hayotzim called v'reinu, that there's a separate chalos when it comes to the shemos of Hashem, the askaros, have to be written with a separate kind of kedusha. And, okay, what I actually wanted to say, the shiur on today, this was like a hakdoma. I wanted to talk about hatfosa. What makes davar another, davar asa? I can't talk about it because it's already Yasman. But anyway, you should. There also, if you look at Rishonim on over here, both on Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, you have to look at all these Mishnayos. And the main issue is Machlokes Rabbi Yanki Rabbi Yehuda by Hatfasa by Bechor. That's what we have to establish. What's that Machlokes? That Machlokes Tanoim is very critical. Namely, since Bechor is Kadosh Me'elav, so clearly. What?
It should be matpesemet.
That's right. Masha Enkein. Again, the question is, even though mitzvah lagdisha, so that somehow gives it now this element of hatfasa, becomes a davar another. This is the whole tumulum Rishonim. There are issues in Rambams, and you have to learn all these mishnayos. Chalas Aaron, Trumbaso, and hatfasa gibichor, And then, you know, Mamash, a whole series of Mishnah, it's okay. But if you learn Mishnah carefully, you see they're trying to come up with some klal relating to these matters.
Is it possible to do that Passover before?
Machlokes.
That's not because it's automatic.
Yeah, that's right. That's the question. Do we assume because it's automatic, therefore there's not a tfasa? The whole thing is, does it, or no, it's still possible to have a tfasa by b'chol. Okay.
The machlokes from the would be whether the shemus in Sharnach are mekudosh.
Maybe. Maybe. I have to check to see how they...
I was out in a Mises Park once with my family over the summer.